Okay, we're on. I forgot to press record.
Hi, everyone.
We were just in the middle of that recording. Here, we'll do this again.
Should we start over?
Yeah, here we go.
Oh, I brought you your USB drive, by the way.
Oh, cool. Episode 194, Silverchair, the movie, and other news.
The Silverchair movie.
So this is for real. I'm going to keep that whole mistake where it just cuts in the middle. That's going to be confusing. Welcome to the Sci-Fi Christian.
People figure it out.
Bringing you theology at warp speed. I'm Matt Anderson.
I am Ben DiBono, and
We are back. It's been 2 weeks, Matt.
What's on this? I forgot what I gave
you had me. It was a week you were gone, so I posted a couple of the episodes.
Yes, okay. Thanks.
You are welcome. Yeah, it's been forever.
Has it been?
It's been over 2 weeks, man.
Yeah, I guess I've had some internet problems here at home, and so I've been posting the episode so sporadically that to me it feels like it's still fresh. Like, I just posted one this morning.
Well, I feel like we got them out on a good schedule. We've had two a week.
That's good.
So we've kept our... I mean, it might not... I know sometimes, like, you've kind of had in your head, I want to do these 2 days in a week, it hasn't been the specific day.
When we're pre-recorded, I shoot for Tuesday, Thursday.
Yeah, so it hasn't been those specific days, but we've gotten two a week.
So have you seen the early reviews for our latest time loop?
Are they positive?
Through the roof.
Oh, wow. I haven't seen them. Who has reviewed it?
I mean, let's just let the listeners look for themselves.
Oh, I'm good. Like, on our website?
I'm making this up. Just put your iPhone away.
Okay.
Or whatever kind of phone you have.
It's a Windows phone.
Let's do some housekeeping.
Yeah, it's been a long... Because, like you said, we've had a steady stream of episodes. That's because we pre-recorded 4 episodes last time.
Well, we did the longest intro to a time loop ever.
Yeah.
Where we responded to recent feedback about the end times and then played our original end times podcast.
Yeah.
We also did an extra Heroes rant.
Yeah.
We did the X-Files episode, which... I've had some people tell me they were really liking the X-Files.
I love it. I thought that was great. And we're going to do the next one next week, aren't we?
Yeah, I had a couple people tell me that by us doing these episodes, it's kind of reinvigorating them and making them want to get back into the X-Files. And I had somebody listen to the episode that actually just started watching X-Files. And so I was like, oh my gosh.
This is perfect.
No, we totally spoiled you because remember, we talk about the series as a whole.
Oh, yeah.
And so he said it actually... is making him excited to get into these later episodes.
Yeah,
so
spoilers save the day.
Spoilers save the day once again.
Oh, that's going to be a song. Spoilers save the day.
Yeah. So let's do X-Files again next week. But this week, so here's what we have on tap for tonight's recording session. We've got this episode, the news episode 194. Episode 195 is going to be a Breaking Bad retrospective that we'll call something else. A better title than that.
Yeah.
And then... Episode 196 is going to be another Breaking Bad episode because you and I we've always thought we would do a top 5 episodes of Breaking Bad episode.
Yeah.
But we have so much content for
it's been forever since we've done a top 5 episode.
Yeah, but we have so much content for the retrospective that we're going to give it its full attention and the top 5 its full attention. So two Breaking Bad episodes.
Plus an awesome story time at the end of Breaking Bad Part 2 where I will tell you about my vacation.
Yep.
Which... was horrible.
To Disney World.
Oh, yeah. I've never been on a worse vacation in my life.
And I haven't heard anything about this yet.
Yes, so you have. I posted all over Facebook about it last week.
I didn't read a lot of all of your statuses, so I'm excited to hear some of these live.
Yeah.
Some of these stories. Yeah. So
I had a horrible time. So if you like enjoying other people's misery, and let's be honest, who doesn't?
Listen to the end of episode 196.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Tell us what we can look forward to in that Breaking Bad retrospective. Why are we covering it on the Sci-Fi Christian?
Oh my gosh, because it's one of the greatest show, maybe the greatest show. We'll kind of hash that out a little bit of all time. It's close enough to sci-fi where we're like,
it's not really close, but who cares? It's a great show.
What we did with Jimmy's feedback last time where he's saying, become the entertainment Christian, where he said, well, we're not going to become the entertainment Christian, but we'll cover other things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've been around long enough where we feel comfortable branching beyond just the strict confines of sci-fi. And we're both big fans of the show, and it has a lot of interesting theological things today. So we're going to talk about things like, is it the greatest show ever? Character development. Some of the themes and symbols in the show. The theology behind the show. What is the appeal of Walter White as an anti-hero to us? Our favorite episodes. Our favorite moments. Yeah. I have some awesome sound clips from the show that I have pre-censored.
Good work. Yeah. Thank you. So this is... I mean, the finale just aired about two weeks ago. So this is fresh. Everybody's been loving it. I can't wait to talk about it.
That was the best part of my Disney World vacation.
Oh, okay. Don't tell me anything about it. There's some other things I wanted to mention here. What was that? Oh.
Yes, science.
Yes, science.
That was the one I requested.
Yeah, Mr. White.
Yeah, Mr. White. Science.
Yes, science.
End of the year highlight show. It's coming up.
It is.
We're in almost mid-October right now as we record.
It's my birthday next week. Happy birthday, Ben.
Wait a second. What day is your birthday? The 12th?
October 19th.
Oh, it was a week off. That's not bad.
Yeah, if it was the 12th, it would be tomorrow.
That's right. So happy birthday next week. Should we record on your birthday?
We could.
All right, what day of the week is it?
That's a Saturday. Saturday.
I mean, I don't know. I don't want to take it away from your family.
Yeah.
We can figure it out.
Yeah.
So next week.
Wow. I got a kegerator for my birthday.
I don't even know what that is.
It's like a refrigerator? It's a refrigerator for a beer keg.
Interesting.
Now I've kind of got like my own bar thing set up.
Wow. Who got that for you?
Me.
Okay. Nice. end of the year. So every
I said to Annie, this is what I want for my birthday, and I'm going to order it, okay?
At the end of every year, we do a highlight show, a listener appreciation jubilee.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm excited.
It's coming up soon, but the reason I'm bringing this up now, even though it's about 2 months away until we actually record it, is we need your help. We're going to actually post on the website some of the different categories and remind them some categories we've had in the past.
Oh, like awkwardest moment, best fight, best episode. Best broken promise.
We like worst episode.
Worst episode. Have we had a bad episode this year?
Probably.
No.
It's been a pretty good year. Has Kobe been on yet this year?
A Power Rangers episode.
Oh, there we go.
You said it, not me.
No, I liked that episode. That was a fun one. Superhero Spotlight is a great addition to the Sci-Fi Christian.
Maybe one of the superhero spotlights.
No, what? They're seriously some of my favorite episodes to do. I love them.
Okay. Even though they're like 5 hours each.
Yes. They're in-depth analysis. It's good.
Speaking of Cubby.
Well,
you finish. Let's finish talking about that, and then we can talk about Colby.
Yeah. So basically what I want to say is start thinking about what categories that you think would be awesome for the end of the year show. It's basically an award show voted on by the listeners. Like Ben said, we've got best show, or best episode of the year, best time loop episode of the year.
Best host.
Worst episode. Best guest host.
Can we do best listener this year? I know that in the past
how are they
you
vote on that though.
Well, we'll have a few nominees.
Maybe we can have best listener. So send your suggestions.
In the past, you haven't actually allowed us to pick a winner in that category.
We'll see.
Okay.
Send your suggestions for different categories to feedback@thescifichristian.com. Yeah. Also, I like the idea of doing a highlight show, but I just don't have time to do the highlight show editing anymore.
Yeah.
So this is my offer. The first person that emails me, Matt@thescifichristian.com, and says, I want to do that, I will give you a t-shirt, a Sci-Fi Christian t-shirt. I will personally buy one for you. So if you're out there, it has to be the first one. So
can I email you for it?
Yeah. Okay. Absolutely.
Well, I'll do the highlight show.
Okay, absolutely. You have to, but basically what we have to do is listen to a bunch of our episodes. And
well, I'll give the list. If there's somebody who wants to do it for a t-shirt, they
can. For a t-shirt. T-shirt of your choosing from the Sci-Fi Christian store.
Yeah.
And so basically you have to listen to a bunch of our episodes from this year.
Yeah.
And just kind of edit out some of the best, funniest parts. I kind of like funniest parts, even though I'm sometimes in the past I've done like maybe most insightful parts as well. But yeah, the
you
highlights
can throw
are there.
A couple
throw
of
them
those,
all but... in there. This is what I need. So seriously, first person, Matt@thescifichristian.com. You will win the t-shirt and the ability to basically you're making an episode for us.
Yeah.
Because whatever you edit, we'll do a little intro and then bam, you've just become an episode.
Bam. Yeah, and Matt, in the past, I've made fun of you for doing the highlight episodes. Mm-hmm. I actually came around. I thought the last one you did was really good, and I enjoyed listening to it. It was like a good snapshot of our favorite moments. So,
that one was actually behind the scenes.
Yeah, well, maybe that made a difference, too. But I have come around. I like the highlight. Best of the Sci-Fi Christian.
Best of, and maybe that's what we'll call it.
Volume 3.
Well, we haven't actually had Volumes 1 and 2.
Yeah, we have.
We had a highlight reel from the first year, but nothing from the second year.
We had... behind the scenes at Ryan Strelow Studios, best of the Sci-Fi Christian, Volume 2.
Okay.
We'll figure it out.
I think they get the idea.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's all the notes I have. I just wanted to tackle that.
And episode 200 is coming up in just a few short weeks. We can't tell you anything about it. It's top secret.
Yeah.
But what we have planned, guys,
are you for
the
real?
Best episode ever on the Sci-Fi Christian. And that we're done. We're not talking about it more. That's all they get to know.
You're supposed to under-promise and over-deliver.
Best episode ever of the Sci-Fi Christian.
All right.
We got to figure that thing out, man.
Yeah, we have to figure out what are we going to do. It's like six episodes away.
I've emailed you a couple times and said, have you thought of anything?
I thought we were talking about it right here. Oh, I've got a...
No, it's top secret.
I've got a great idea for season four.
Okay.
I've been thinking about this, and I waited until we were on
okay,
there.
Okay,
okay.
Okay. I'm excited.
So, you know how I've been wanting to do... I want to get to episode 1000?
Yeah.
Okay. On an average podcasting evening, when you come over here and we record our two episodes, I would say we take roughly 3 hours to do two episodes. What if, during season four, same amount of time, 3 hours... But some, you know, how some listeners kind of like it when we can keep it down to around an hour-ish.
Yeah.
What if we start doing three episodes a week? And this is what it would look like. One news episode.
Okay.
One main topic, just like we always do, pretty in-depth. And one third episode that's more like a little bit more casual. So what I've been thinking about is there's, as we've been preparing for some of these top 50 lists, there's a lot of classic movies I haven't seen, classic sci-fi movies. So what if... You know, in the course of a week, I can watch one movie. What if that third episode is like a classic movie or a classic book when I finally finish one?
Ooh, book a week.
Or like maybe a TV show we're watching that we both like, which that's hard to come across these days for you. But maybe we'll do like a mid-season report on...
Well, it doesn't have to be something we like. I mean, I know we want to keep things happy.
Yeah, keep it positive.
But we're sometimes shooting, and it's fun to talk about stuff we don't like.
That's another thing. We're shooting for a more positive sci-fi Christian...
Are we? Our rants have been a pretty big hit.
So, what do you think about that?
I thought we were shooting for a balanced sci-fi Christian.
Yeah, balanced. Fair and balanced on the sci-fi Christian. So, what do you think about that? Three episodes a week instead?
I think we'd have to see how it goes. My sense is that we would not record for 3 hours, we would record for 4 to 5 hours at that point, which, you know, that's how it goes.
No. We would watch the clock and be like, okay, we've got to wrap it up. That would really hone us in, too, so that we're not like... No, rein us in. That's what I'm trying to say. It would rein us in so we don't have, like... For example, right now, we haven't talked about any news, and we've already talked for 13 minutes.
Yeah, it's great. I don't want to rein us in there, but I like the idea. I like the idea. Okay. I don't like the reining us in part. So, but it might have to happen, but I like
the idea. I think I'm going to ask, for question of the day tomorrow, I think I'm going to ask, what classic sci-fi film haven't we talked about but we should?
Yeah.
So then that will kind of help. But, I mean, season four, that's months away. Oh, I'm just trying to think ahead.
Months away.
Yeah.
And we still have, I mean, we have to book the celebrity guests for episode 200 and everything. So, yeah, we got a lot to do before we can thinking about
that. That's what we should do, get a celebrity guest for episode 200.
Oh, dude, I already have them.
You do that.
Yeah, I do. But stop. We can't talk more about this on the air. This is an off-air conversation. Top secret. I'm dead serious. and we are going... This is going to be the greatest episode of all time. And I have not just like Z-list celebrities. Okay. I have A-list celebrities who are going to come on the air and be a part of the Sci-Fi Christian 200 episode celebration. So stay tuned a few weeks for that. But that's it. That's all people get to know.
All right. Well, I want to just read this quick. We usually do listener feedback at the end, but I thought that this was a great way to start our news.
Okay.
Michael Dunn wrote on the Sci-Fi Christian's Facebook page, "So I decided to fire up Netflix and watch some X-Files, inspired by the recent podcast, of course.
Yeah.
Kind of fun to watch the beginnings of what became quite the story, although for some reason, every time I heard the theme song, I kept expecting to hear the latest in sci-fi news."
I saw that. That was weird. A wonderful comment.
All right. Without further ado...
It is time for sci-fi news.
It's time for sci-fi news.
Well, Narnia, it's back in the movies, and I could not be more excited. So, you might remember during season one of the Sci-Fi Christian, we covered Narnia movies, and we heard The Magician's Nephew was going to be the next movie.
That's right.
And I was so happy because you may remember.
It's your favorite book.
It is. But, and you were saying, you were mad because Silverchair is your favorite book.
It is.
Well, guess what, Ben? You got your way.
Yeah. But hopefully, you know, Magician's Nephew will be just two movies away.
Just right around the corner.
Yeah, just right around the corner.
Do you think, they'll skip Horse and His Boy?
Maybe.
It feels like the one that no one really likes. Like, I know some people would say it's their favorite, but I almost feel like it's the most... Well, for sure, it's the most forgotten one.
Yeah.
And it's the one that doesn't really...
I like it.
It's good. It's good-ish.
it's good-ish.
But there's the stakes are low because we already know what's going to happen to the main characters.
Well, no, we don't.
Well, I'm just talking about the king and queen.
Yeah, but they're hardly in it.
But I mean, they're there.
They're not the main characters.
Well, you know, they're around.
They're periphery characters at best.
But I mean, when it comes to...
Your wife is calling.
No, don't worry.
Okay.
We don't answer. We don't answer the phone on there unless it's Kobe.
Okay. So, I just wasn't sure if the rules had changed now that you were entered into a state of holy matrimony.
I don't know. I hope I'm not in trouble. We haven't talked all day, actually.
Yeah.
So, back to the silver chair. Are you excited?
Yeah, I think I'm most excited about the fact that Walden Media isn't involved anymore. Because I've really been underwhelmed by the... I haven't seen...
They weren't involved in the other two.
Yeah,
or, I thought they were only in the first one.
No, they did the first three.
Oh, okay.
And I think Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe was not a very good movie. Prince Caspian is terrible. And I have not brought myself to watch Voyage of the Dawn Treader yet.
I actually like all of the movies... Okay, like I get what you're saying. Yeah. I love the Narnia books. The Narnia movies have been okay.
Yeah.
I thought the third one was pretty good. A podcast I really like called Strangers and Aliens. You might have heard of it.
No.
Another Christian podcast that we're friends with. Some of their hosts were speculating that maybe this would be a direct-to-DVD. What do you think? Is that possible?
No, not a chance.
So this is definitely...
That's ridiculous.
So this is definitely in theaters.
Absolutely.
Okay, wow. But all that's happened so far is that this... company has bought the rights, so this you believe this will happen?
Yeah, I mean, it's
when? How soon?
Didn't they give a date like in the next couple of years? I don't know.
No date.
2016.
Okay,
yeah, that's my prediction.
Right. Actually, I will say what year are we in? 2 years. Yeah, I'll say 2016. Also, that way we can both be right or wrong together.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's
if they do 2015, it will be a Christmas release because the summer's already so crowded with nonsense.
Yeah, I'm pumped about this. If you're interested in researching the company that bought it, Mark Gordon Company, haven't really heard of them, but the franchise is back.
Yeah, and hopefully in more competent hands than it was. I mean, Prince Caspian was just a disaster. There hasn't been a good Narnia movie. And I'm not just talking these three. I'm talking you go back to the BBC ones, you go back to the cartoon. Narnia has not made a good movie.
Okay, guess what? Yeah. As you know, but the audience doesn't know, my internet is currently out.
Oh, yeah.
So Des and I have
been... No Netflix.
Right, no Netflix. So or Hulu.
You've been hitting Gilmore Girls pretty hard.
We're about to... This is not a joke. We're finishing Gilmore Girls tonight, season one.
Like, if you made it through seven seasons...
No, because... for about the last 3 days, all we can watch is DVDs. So
that must be horrible. It's been,
no, Gilmore Girls is not that bad.
No, I just mean the absence of Netflix in your life.
For me, personally, yes. Yeah. Des doesn't feel it as much, but I constantly am on Netflix or Hulu. So anyways, I've been watching Gilmore Girls, but we've also been watching Lost. So that's I have those in DVD, of course.
Yeah.
But you...
Which one does Des like better?
She definitely likes Gilmore Girls better. But you loaned me forever ago the cartoon version of Narnia.
We were going to do like a compare all three.
Let's still do it.
Oh, okay. I finished watching all three about 7-8 months ago.
Yeah.
So, but
it's still fresh in your mind, I'm sure.
It is.
And so,
I think I even took some notes back then.
Do you still have them or not?
Yeah.
Okay, because I was thinking I could finally watch the cartoon movie this weekend because we have no internet. So might as well.
Yeah, how are you going to do the X-Files episode next week without internet?
No, I can watch them at work, just not here.
Oh, okay.
I mean, not during the work day, of course. After work.
Right. That was a close one.
That was a close one. Next piece of news.
Oh, man. I have a lot of... This is... Because it's been 2 weeks, so we're backed up, so to speak. Do you want a little Star Wars news?
I guess. I'm just going to be honest. I'm excited for the movie, but I've always feel underwhelmed by the news.
Yeah, we'll get... these aren't rumors. There's two discouraging pieces of Star Wars news that should make you very worried.
But just to be clear, we want to see this movie.
Oh, yeah. I'm not saying...
But it's just that the news just... It always kind of seems dull.
Yeah, exactly. I'm pro... Well, I mean, I didn't want more stories, but now that we're getting it, I want it to be a good movie. So we're hoping for success. Here's two pieces of news that suggest otherwise. Number one, Harrison Ford came out yesterday and said he still hasn't decided whether or not he's going to be in Episode 7.
That's weird. I thought he was already signed on.
Nope. Apparently not.
That's really weird news.
And it's very troubling because this movie's supposed to be out in 2015. And if Han Solo may or may not be having to be written out of the plot, that would seem to be a pretty major shift in at least portions of the movie.
Unless he's just messing with us. Because think about it. J.J. Abrams, Khan, all that mess.
Okay. I'm just saying Harrison Ford said what he said. He was in an interview or whatever. And yeah. It wasn't specifically about Star Wars. He was, well, I'm on the fence, but I'd love to play Indiana Jones again.
Yes, I did hear that.
Because, yeah, that worked out so well the last time. That's a little discouraging.
Okay, what else?
Given production schedule. But then the worst news is Jet Lucas. Do you know who Jet Lucas is?
I've never heard that name.
That is George Lucas's 20-year-old son, who we should all kind of hate a little, because it was due to him that we partially got The Phantom Menace in the shape it was in, because George Lucas, writing this movie in the mid-90s, knew he had small kids and wanted to make it more family-friendly for their sake. So, well, he's not directly responsible. Jet Lucas is indirectly. His existence is responsible for Jar Jar Binks.
Okay.
Let's, you know, so take that for what it is. I'm not saying that we should hate him a lot, just a little.
Okay. Jet. So what about Jet?
Jet has said that his dad is on the phone with J.J. Abrams almost daily, and that they are talking constantly, and that his dad is quite involved in the production so far. So much for George just being a quote-unquote consultant so that he can collect a check. George is talking to J.J., and you can just imagine what sort of garbage he is sending through the phone lines.
I hear what you're saying, but I feel like at this point, he's sold the rights to what he formerly owned. So it almost feels like they're just being nice to him, being like, okay, we'll kind of talk through things with you, but ultimately they're going to do their own thing. Disney and JJ. That's what I feel like.
I feel like where this is going to go is George is going to wind up having way more influence on this movie. I think what you're going to wind up with is too many cooks in the proverbial kitchen with Kathleen Kennedy, George Lucas, J.J. Abrams, God knows who else, you know.
Something kind of funny, speaking of J.J. Abrams, So, we've been covering how Star Trek Into Darkness was getting
I know exactly
bad reviews,
what you're going
and
for.
People were like mad about JJ messing up Star Trek, and now they're mad again because he ditched Star Trek. So now he's having to answer to people about how he didn't turn his back on Star Trek. He just decided to do Star Wars as a different avenue. I don't have you, is that what you thought I was
No, gonna? That wasn't where
okay,
I thought
go,
you were.
What
going.
Were you going to say?
Well, he, you know, it's been really weird since Into Darkness came out, because a lot of fans didn't like it, and I think it has issues. But then it's like, you know, Bob Orky came out and cursed out the fans online, and then he had to say sorry. And there was, it's like all these stories kept coming up of them like continually bringing up the fact that their movie kind of sucked. Yeah. And now J.J. Abrams came out these last couple weeks and apologized for having so many lens flares.
Oh,
and I just
want
to say, guys, stop talking about this movie.
All
you're doing is reminding people of what they didn't like. You're not helping bring anyone over to the side of this being a good movie.
Yeah, like it's like they've given up. They're like, I personally don't think it is a bad movie, but I feel like they've given up and are just admitting, it was bad. Sorry.
I think it was a movie with a lot of problems. Well, I don't know if they're admitting it was bad. I mean, this comment kind of does, but like Orky and Kurtzman have kind of
apologizing for that.
It's known
for. No one was complaining about it. It's like,
well, people make fun,
they make
of,
fun
him
of it, but they're not mad about it. It's not like people are like, the lens flares ruined Star Trek.
Right. It's just so bizarre that these guys keep talking about the movie. It's like, just let it be done.
A little bit of casting news, even though it's not slew of casting news.
Well,
section.
You can hit the slew.
Well, okay.
If we're going to do casting news, we should slew
well,
it.
It's still a little Star Wars related. So.
Oh, okay.
A slew of casting news.
I can't say this girl's name, but here I'm going to give it a shot. Saoirse Ronan.
Huh.
If you saw her picture, I think you'd recognize her. She has confirmed that she's auditioned for a role in Star Wars, and that she used a lightsaber during the audition.
Oh.
Whatever that means. I mean, I know what that means, but whatever that means for her, if she... It's a rumor. I mean, she could...
Han and Leia children.
Yeah. It's not a rumor that she auditioned. It's just still a rumor stage that she could be in the movie.
You know who else confirmed they auditioned?
Michael something Jordan.
B. Jordan.
Michael
yeah, not,
B. Jordan.
Not that Michael Jordan.
Yeah. The actor who was in Chronicle and some other things.
Yeah. How much do you want to bet he's playing like Lando's son, because we can only have one black family in the entire Star Wars galaxy?
I hope not.
That would be really embarrassing if they cast a black actor and he has to be related to Lando.
I really like that actor, though.
Oh, yeah, he's great.
You watch Friday Night Lights, right?
Yeah.
Wasn't he in Friday Night Lights?
Not yet.
I think he eventually appears.
Yeah, we're still season three. I don't think he shows up till season four.
Okay. Both of us are fans of Nathan Fillion's work, and now he's going to a show that I like, Community, for one episode.
Oh, well, that's good. Jeffrey Rush, the great actor, has been cast to play the god Ra in Alex Proyas' new movie, Gods of Egypt.
Hmm.
So that should be interesting.
I was thinking, it's kind of interesting that often in stories, they're okay with using the Egyptian gods and the Greek gods. And when I was thinking about this, it was more in the form of comics. Like, we've got Hercules as a character in comics.
Yeah.
A lot of the other, the Norse gods. We got Egyptian gods. I wonder how long it's going to be before, I'm not trying to make a joke of this, what if they eventually decide to use Jesus?
South Park does.
No, I'm talking about...
Oh, you mean like serious?
Yeah, South Park, though, just makes fun. That's satirical. I'm talking about, like, what if Jesus becomes a character in Marvel Universe?
That would be...
I think it's just too far.
Very messed up. I think the difference is that, you know, nobody actually believes in the
Egyptian
gods.
Yeah.
So,
like, they have to wait until people stop believing, and then it's like, okay, fair game.
Exactly.
Because I'd like to see a brawl between Jesus and Muhammad. Muhammad's a bad example because he's a prophet. What about Allah? We can find out.
I don't think you're going to see that anytime soon.
Allah and Venom versus Jesus and Spider-Man.
Yeah, I'd be a little fan fiction.
Huh? Yeah. Okay, let me write this down.
Jeri Ryan from Star Trek Voyager has been cast in Ron Moore's new series Helix.
Oh, really?
Which I'm quite excited for.
It's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
We talked about Harrison Ford earlier. He says that he's currently in discussions with Ridley Scott about returning for Blade Runner 2. I didn't even know that. I thought they had kind of dropped the idea for Blade Runner 2. I hadn't heard about it for a while.
It comes and goes, you know.
Should we talk about spinoffs and renewals?
Yeah, why not?
All right, here are some spinoffs and renewals. Fox renewed Sleepy Hollow for a whole second season, while ABC only renewed... S.H.I.E.L.D. for the rest of the full... They gave it a full season pickup.
Let's talk about these two shows for a second.
Okay, Sleepy Hollow, go.
I haven't seen a single episode. What I've heard is that it's off the walls in terms of, like... I've heard it in a positive way, that it's kind of crazy. Everything, including the kitchen sink being thrown in there, and that it's just kind of a nutty show that is very entertaining. Is that your take?
I watched only the pilot.
Okay.
Really enjoyable. But I haven't been dying to go watch more. But I plan to whenever my internet is back up.
See, I just don't want to support Arky and Kurtzman. I'm just so sick of those guys. And then S.H.I.E.L.D. through three episodes, I have found extraordinarily underwhelming.
Okay. I think me specifically, I am prone to like it because it's in that universe. But even I'm not an over-the-top fan, I just enjoy it. But like we were talking about off the air, maybe it was on the air, I stick with things through... For a while. I mean, like, Lost I didn't like until episode 4.
Yeah, but Lost's early episodes are way better than Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
I'm just saying. Once you start to care about the characters more... Buffy. I use this example I know all the time, but I didn't like barely any of the first season.
Yeah, but the characters were still good. I mean, my problem with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is that the characters are really, really dumb.
Oh my gosh. Speaking of Buffy and Angel, I'm close to finishing Buffy right now.
Yeah, no internet. Break out those DVDs.
I've been watching them in here. And awesome. So... Yeah, I've been flying through Buffy and Angel.
Will we get to the show that we're going to do on Buffy and Angel before the end of the year?
Yes.
Yes.
Guaranteed. That's a Matt Anderson guarantee.
All right.
You can take that to the bank.
How's Flight of the Angels going?
Page 81. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Page 81.
I see it over there on your shelf.
I'm using it to support some other books.
Is that why it's in the middle of the shelf, on a full shelf? It looks like you gave up.
It's second from the right.
It looks like you gave up. It's like, well, like, yeah, like I'm looking at your DVDs, and you have ones you've watched recently out on top, and you've got Buffy and Angel on top. Flight of the Angels just back on the shelf.
Okay, if you go and look at my current Goodreads, you'll see that I just updated these two books with their pages. I've got Grace there. Okay. By Max Lucado and Flight of the Angels by the Rainey family.
And you were like, that's enough for a year. So
I put them there to support some other books. And now, they're at the end. Ben lied, they're not in the middle. That's the two far right books.
Well,
and so
it's not the end, so it is in the middle.
Okay, so it's the second from the right. And so, trust me, I'm reading Flight of the Angels.
I finished it last week.
Good for you.
And posted a nice video review for the Rainies.
I know. I didn't want you to do the
review.
That's
because, why I didn't tell you.
Because I want to save our conversation and make it fresh for the podcast.
It will be fresh. I've got a whole nother... I didn't want to forget. Like, if I wait a year to do that review, I'm going to forget what I say.
You could have recorded it and not released it.
Well, I felt like the Rainies maybe deserved a little feedback sooner rather than later.
How was their reaction to whatever you said?
They loved it. Okay, they loved it. And I had some criticisms and I had some good points, but yeah, they were very, very positive on the review.
Another spinoff news. Disney is developing a live-action Cruella de Vil film.
Because that's exactly what we need.
All right. Maleficent.
Yeah.
They're actually working on rewrites of scenes, which is not good.
Ooh,
yeah.
That's a discouraging sign.
Okay.
Are we ready for some What the Frodo news?
Yeah.
What the Frodo is this? What the Frodo?
You think me, man?
The Frodo.
What's going on?
Frodo! What the Frodo?
I have two pieces of What the Frodo news this week, both of which are bizarre. First, I'll start with the Breaking Bad related What the Frodo news, because we're going to be talking about Breaking Bad in the next couple episodes. So most people love the finale, and we'll talk about our thoughts on it. But it's almost been shocking to me, because a lot of times finales have their supporters and their detractors, but Breaking Bad's finale, I've seen very, very few negative comments on it. But not everyone. There have been some distractors, most notably in concerning this news item, family-friendly filmmaker Oliver Stone, known for his violence-free entertainment such as Natural Born Killers and Savages, has come out and criticized the Breaking Bad finale for being too violent.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a surprise.
Hot calling the kettle black, even though he said he has rarely watched the show. He tuned in and he watched about 10 minutes and it was too much for Oliver Stone to handle. All that horrifying violence on the TV screen. What is the world coming to?
It's true.
Next piece of What the Frodo news. So you're familiar with the Twilight fan fiction turned into erotic thriller Fifty Shades of Grey.
By familiar, I know it exists. Just to be clear.
Yeah, we've not read
Neither
it.
Neither of us have read it.
Well, apparently this has shown the world that there is a need for sci-fi related erotica in the world. I don't think there is such a need, but I think we can concede that there is apparently a market. And one of the directions this market has apparently turned to is, I'm just going to say it, dinosaur erotica.
I don't know what that even means.
I don't know what it means either. I read an article on IO9 these last couple weeks where apparently there's two people who have...
No, stop. Be careful.
The two authors who in the last year have decided to tap into the market, so to speak, and have published a slew of dinosaur erotica novels.
Like self-published on Amazon?
Yeah, but they're a huge hit, I guess. So a lot of people who have burned through the 50 Shades of Grey trilogy looking for something new, and they downloaded, Raptors.
Okay, whatever,
Yeah, the titles are out there. But you heard us right. You live in a world, ladies and gentlemen. You live in a world where dinosaur erotica is a thing, and it is selling well. So that should help you sleep easy tonight.
Are you done with What the Frodo? Yes. I just read
The topic quick.
Yes. I just read some news that I think you're going to hate.
How are you reading news? You don't have an internet connection.
I copy and paste headlines a lot.
Oh, okay.
And then I review them later. So I totally forgot that I even had this ready to go. You just said you don't like Alex Kurtzman and Robert Orsi.
Yeah.
Guess what sequel they are going to be writing?
Oh, no.
This is crazy.
Not episode 8, I hope.
The Amazing Spider-Man 3.
Oh, yeah. They wrote the first one.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, they did.
Oh.
And they're writing the second one and third one.
I didn't know that they were doing
this. Yeah, they've been... I mean, their work is consistently mediocre. And I think that sums up Amazing Spider-Man. It's a movie that you don't walk out of hating, and it's a movie you don't walk out of loving. It just makes no impression. And I think that that's their canon as a whole.
Did you hear who got confirmed as the actress playing Scarlet Witch in The Avengers, Age of Ultron?
Elizabeth Olsen.
Yeah, I don't know what she's in.
We had this discussion. She's an Olsen twin who's not a twin.
Oh, this girl.
That girl, yeah.
Oh, but it wasn't confirmed until Samuel L. Jackson came out and said, yep, it's her.
Do you think he's in trouble now with
No, Marvel? He can do whatever he wants. He's amazing. Samuel L. Jackson is an amazing man.
I wouldn't want to have Samuel L. Jackson mad at me, that's for sure.
All right, here's some other things. X-Men Days of Future Past writer Simon Kinberg is going to be rewriting the Fantastic Four reboot. That doesn't sound good.
Yeah.
Let's see. Okay, I'll take your next piece of news.
Well, I have a little sad news of the day.
Yeah, I know what you're going to say.
Sad news of the day. Author Tom Clancy has gone to an early grave.
Couldn't you just have passed away? Only 66 years old.
Yeah. Did you know that he has a little bit of a Minnesota connection, Matt?
No, what is it?
Back in the late 90s, he attempted to buy the Minnesota Vikings.
That would have been great.
Unfortunately, he got divorced halfway through the process, and his wife took a lot of his money.
That would have been awesome if he bought the Vikings.
Yeah. Yeah, and so
we could have been something else, like the Minnesota Spies.
I don't think he was going to change their name. But have you ever read a Tom Clancy novel, Matt?
No.
Have you ever seen a Tom Clancy movie?
Yeah. Well, name some.
Patriot
Games.
Yes,
that's what I thought. Yeah, okay. The Jack Ryan character.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I've seen almost every Jack Ryan movie, except for Hunt for Red October.
That's like the best one.
Well, I have no explanation.
It's got Sean Connery in it.
I'm not saying it's bad. I said I've never seen it.
Yeah. There's a new Jack Ryan movie coming out.
Yes.
This
winter. With Chris Pine.
Yeah, which doesn't look like it's going to be very good.
I'll see it. I like that kind of thing.
Okay. But yeah, goodbye, Tom Clancy.
Speaking of Jack Ryan.
We'll miss you.
You know who else we like? Jack
Family
Bauer.
Will miss you.
Jack Bauer? Yeah.
Jack Bauer will miss you.
24, Live Again, Live Another Day.
24 is like just an awful show. It really is.
So 24, the Live Another Day new series, will shoot and take place in London. It picks up 4 years after the series finale.
Did you watch all the way to the end
of
24?
Yes, I've seen every episode of 24.
I bailed in season 7.
Oh, yeah. It got bad.
It got really
bad.
The
8th season is pretty horrible.
Yeah.
But all the early seasons, like, I think...
Have you ever rewatched them?
No, I haven't.
Okay, that's... This is what did it for me, and maybe I've shared this before, but I started watching 24 before Annie and I were married, and I watched like through season 5. I was like, this is an amazing show.
I think
show.
Season 5 is my favorite season.
And then Annie and
I
said...
the first one with Aubrey? Or Audrey, or whatever her name is?
I think that was season 4 where she was there.
Whatever season she was first in, that is the amazing season. And she's going to be back in this movie in London.
Yeah, even though she lost all her memory. Oops.
Spoiler alert, yeah. Who cares?
Yeah. So Annie and I sat down to watch it, and what I realized then is that when you're not in ultra suspense during 24, yeah, and you know what's going to happen, and you do something crazy, like pay attention to the plot, all of a sudden, everything stops making any sense, and you're like, wait. This thing's just full of plot holes. They didn't actually... All they're trying to do is create tension so you don't look too closely at what they're actually doing.
Worked on me.
Worked on a lot of people.
Did you ever hear of Mark Miller's comic Kindergarten Heroes?
No.
Well, Fox is adapting it into a live action movie.
Of course.
And
are.
A possible franchise.
Possible franchise. We need to do an episode on franchises sometime.
Okay.
I got some thoughts.
I bet you do.
But we can wait a while if you want to. But, you know.
I was thinking we should do an episode on top bottle episodes.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was thinking, that as we were making our Breaking Bad list.
I know exactly what you're thinking.
I know. So,
I think we're going to have similar lists.
Yeah, okay. Go ahead.
But, you know, even though I might be a little negative towards franchises, I just want to point out that there is reason to be happy in this world. Encouraging signs. Encouraging signs. A man was recently fired from his job. Yes, this is an encouraging sign. Okay. For liking My Little Pony
on
too
Facebook?
Much.
Oh, liking it too much.
Too much. Apparently, he had there was apparently two things that pushed the boss over the edge. The first one was that he had a desktop wallpaper of the character Applejack, and the The manager received numerous complaints about this, and so he was asked to please remove it because his coworkers found it quite disturbing that he had, well, it's essentially a four-year-old girl's favorite character up on his screen.
Yeah.
But the final straw, because he was like, oh, I don't want to do that, but then he removed it. But the final straw came when it was Take Your Daughter to Work Day, oh, and there was a little girl wearing a My Little Pony shirt, and he was like, you like My Little Pony? I like it too. And apparently everyone was really weirded out by this, the dude was fired. So that's an encouraging sign that My Little Pony is going down in the world. A second encouraging sign is that, you know, there was a whole bunch of conversation. This is an encouraging sign slash Ben is right. So we're going to have a lot of stuff to play I say this. Remember back, you know, when Doctor Who, we were hearing rumors about who was going to be the next Doctor. Mm-hmm. And we talked about, you know, we would both like to see, it would be fun to see a female Doctor, but we don't want somebody to do it just for the sake of doing it.
Yeah.
Well, Stephen Moffat came out this week and said pretty much the same thing. He said, yeah, there will be a female Doctor eventually, but not for the sake of having a female Doctor. It will be because the right person is there.
Yeah.
Which is exactly what I said.
Ben is right.
I am right.
Yeah, Ben is right.
Ben is right.
You are right.
I am right.
Ben is right.
Ben is right.
You are right.
All of you who have disagreed with me,
get in line, because it's apology time.
So encouraging because the guy in charge of the show gets it.
Encouraging signs.
Encouraging signs.
And up next.
Take that, science.
All right, Ben. What do you want?
Mr. White. Yes, science.
Yeah. I love that clip. Did you have that before I asked you to get it?
No, in fact, you, a little behind the scenes action, we were going to meet at 5:15 and you said meet at 5:30.
Yeah.
I got your text right as I was walking out the door.
Oh, good.
The only reason you have that clip is because you moved the time to 5:30.
Nice. Good. I got stuck at work.
Oh, dear.
I can usually leave at 4:30. I often stay later than that, but like when you and I are going to meet, I can usually at 4:30, but yeah. I had a meeting that was scheduled for earlier that got moved all the way to 4:10.
Oh, no.
And so, okay, here's what you have for Take That Science options. Astronaut shares terrifying details on how he nearly drowned in space. Artist plans to put the DNA of five... And stop me if we... I can't remember which one we did last week, so if I read that headline again, just tell me.
Okay.
Astronaut plans to put DNA of 5,000 humans into Mariana's Trench. Marinos? Maybe it's whatever. SETI's chief astronomer says we'll meet aliens within 25 years. And finally, president of Venezuela blames his country's violence on Spider-Man.
Oh my, those are some good ones. But you know what? And actually, we did the guy making beer in his belly last week.
Okay.
So we didn't do any of yours.
Okay, right.
So all of those are new. But Annie and I are going to go see Gravity tomorrow. So in honor of Gravity.
I'm seeing Gravity tomorrow with some friends. We should do an episode on it.
Yeah.
That could be our third extra episode next week.
Nice of you to invite me along with you.
I thought about going with just you, but then I got asked on a double date.
Oh.
So sorry.
No, that's okay. I was just giving you a hard time.
I was actually going to see if just you wanted to go with me.
Nice.
Mandate style.
I love man. We need to have more mandates.
All right.
We also need to do another live blog sometime.
Okay. Sounds good.
But anyway, so I want to hear about, in honor of us seeing Gravity tomorrow, I want to hear about the guy drowning in his helmet.
Astronaut shares terrifying details on how he nearly drowned in space. Many things can go wrong on a spacewalk, but you might never have thought that drowning would be one of them until now. Last month, or whenever I put this in this file, Italian astronaut Luca Parmitano was in the midst of his second spacewalk at the International Space Station when he felt water on the back of his neck. According to Parmitano, at first he thought the water must have leaked from the straw attached to his drinking water flask, but then it just kept coming, and soon he was in trouble. The water swirled around the inside of his helmet, blocking his vision, and then things got worse. Now here's a quote from the astronaut. But worse than that, the water covers my nose, a really awful sensation that I make worse by my vain attempt to move the water by shaking my head.
Oh, no.
Yeah, by now the upper part of the helmet is full of water, and I can't even be sure that the next time I breathe, I will fill my lungs with air or not liquid. Okay, so he goes on. Oh, this is not a quote now. The water was soon in the astronaut's ears and interrupting his communication with his fellow astronauts, and the water in his eyes meant that he couldn't see how to get back to the International Space Station hatch. He says, "I'm alone. I frantically think of a plan. It's vital that I get inside as quickly as possible." The astronaut was able to use his safety cable to pull himself back toward the hatch, but still didn't feel like a quick way out. Here's another quote from him. "I move for what seems like an eternity, but I know it's just a few minutes. Finally, with a huge sense of relief, I peer through the curtain of water before my eyes and make out the thermal cover of the airlock. Just a little further and I'll be safe." So then once in the airlock, the astronaut was able to give the universal okay sign to his fellow astronauts, knowing that if the water did become too much, he could simply open the helmet and risk losing consciousness in the repressurization process rather than drowning inside his suit. Fortunately, the repressurization completed before he was overwhelmed, and the astronaut's comrades were able to get the helmet off quickly. Now he closes by saying, "They pull me out, and as quickly as possible, Karen unfastens my helmet and carefully lifts it over my head. The other two astronauts immediately pass me a towel, and I thank them without hearing their words because my ears and nose will still be full of water for a few more minutes." Wow. According to NASA, the water leak was caused by a problem in the astronaut's backpack, though they haven't been able to be more specific yet. The investigation into the incident is ongoing, and all NASA spacewalks are on hold until the agency figures out exactly what happened.
That's crazy.
That would suck.
Yeah.
It's bad enough that you're stuck in space.
Like, yeah, if you're going to die in space, you don't want to drown.
Drowned.
That would, yeah, that'd be a lame way out. Loser.
Yeah.
Well, take that, science.
Take that, science. How much news do you have left, Matt?
I have only one piece of news left.
I have four quick things that we can do for or against it with.
Yeah, I like that.
Okay. And then I have one final piece of news, but I'll do that, and then yours can be last news of the day. Does that sound?
No, yours is, pick your last news of the day, and I'll shoot mine out, too. I think I might have, a few extra, so we'll just do quickly for it or against it.
For it or against it, Michael Bay is out to further disrespect history and our intelligence with another World War II movie.
Oh, against it.
Against it.
Legendary and Universal Pictures are going to be releasing the World of Warcraft movie, simply titled Warcraft, on December 18th, 2015.
Against it.
Against it.
Tim Kring, famed executive producer of Heroes, is not the showrunner, but he is helping to get another superhero-ish show off the ground on the CW.
For it.
Against it. Why are you for it?
Give him a chance.
What? We gave him a chance. Heroes is like the worst show of all time.
Michael Giacchino, a famous composer from Lost and other Disney projects, is going to be scoring Brad Bird's Tomorrowland.
For it.
For it.
I like him.
Me too.
Constantine. John Constantine is going to be getting a TV show.
I think we might have covered this.
Did we?
Maybe, but I don't know a lot about this. It will be different than the character that Keanu Reeves played.
Yeah.
So I think I'm for it just to give it a shot.
I don't think we need more superhero stuff, but I'm for it because I think Constantine's an interesting character.
Created by Alan Moore, who we both
tolerate.
No, I mean, I think we respect what he has to offer.
Yeah, I'm pretty mixed on most of it.
And we're going to be having, and coming up soon is the Alan Moore episode.
Right. Yeah, do you think that can win Biggest Broken Promise again?
I don't know.
Lost last year, but it won two. Can it reclaim its crown in the third year and Jubilee?
I don't think it will, because I think we'll have it. We'll have done it by the time the Jubilee comes out.
Of course we will.
I have one piece of news left. How about you?
I have one more for it or against it.
Okay.
ABC has ordered a musical comedy fairy tale show.
Oh, for it.
Why?
I like musicals. I like comedy. I like fairy tales.
I am so against it.
My last piece of news, and then we'll take your actual last news of the day. David Tennant.
Yeah.
From Doctor Who.
Yeah.
Was in a British show called Broadchurch.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen it?
I haven't, but I'm interested in it. It's supposed to be quite good.
Well, I'm sure it's good. I've heard good things about it. Bad news, though. Fox is going to be remaking it.
Oh,
but
no.
But the good news is David Tennant is going to reprise his role in it, in the American version.
Why do we need to do stuff like this? It's kind of like, you know, we've covered the Breaking Bad remake.
That's funny.
It is funny, but it's hilarious. So for those who don't know, Breaking Bad is being remade in Colombia as a show called Metastasis with its lead character named, and I am not making this up, Walter Blanco.
Yes. Walter Blanco.
Walter Blanco. And, but this is no more ridiculous if you think about it.
Yeah. It's like, so I wonder if in Great Britain, they're like, the Americans, they're redoing this awesome show.
In fact, this is more ridiculous because there isn't even a language barrier. Like, you could make the argument that, okay, you're making remaking a foreign language show. No! They speak English over there!
All right, yeah, I'm with you. But I guess I like David Tennant's work. I like to see him get more exposure in
America.
Have
you started season two of Doctor Who yet?
Yeah, oh yeah. I just, I'm in the...
Oh yeah, so it's a given.
Oh, it's a given. I've taken a 90-day challenge from my friend Alyssa.
Have 90 days.
And her husband, Jaron. Yeah, they challenged me when there was 90 days to go. And I'm going to watch the 50-year anniversary at their home.
You've got like 40 days to go.
Hey, I just saw the first appearance of the Cybermen.
Okay.
That's how far ahead I am. I just saw one of my favorite episodes of the whole series so far, of the whole show so far.
It gets better when David Tennant's on.
I'm just going to tell you what episode I like, and then when we do our Doctor Who episode, it'll probably come up again. But did you like the episode called The Girl in the Fireplace?
Oh, yeah. That's a really good
episode. That's like maybe the best episode I've seen so far of the whole show.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll come back to that. That'll probably be in my top five when we do Doctor Who.
Okay. So
last news of the day.
Just five more seasons to go.
Five more seasons to go.
With Netflix out. That's not a good sign. Speaking of Doctor Who... 9 missing Doctor Who episodes have been found.
That is great news.
It is.
But it's the old Doctors.
Yeah.
And the versions that no one watches.
But still, it's cool.
It's good.
Yeah. I like the idea of there being a complete canon, even if I never sit down and watch it all the way through.
Absolutely.
I don't like the idea of there being lost episodes.
I totally agree.
So that's good news. Little listener feedback.
We read each other's mind.
We do that.
First thing, I emailed you about this. Jake wrote in about our t-shirts suggesting that we have the mascot up here on the catchphrase shirt. So it'd be
which I'm wearing.
Yeah, so it'd be like, Ben is right, and then the back, Theo. Or What the Frodo, and on the back, Theo. I think you said you'd look into it, but what was the deal with that?
Well, the back does have our website on it.
Okay.
Which I want to have at least something with our name on there, so it's clear. I don't know. I mean, I'm not opposed to it. That's just I guess I don't have a strong opinion one way or the other, which probably means that I won't actually do the work to change it.
Nice. Patrick wrote in and said, enjoyed the latest rant on Heroes. That's another one for you.
Yeah.
I didn't even realize that the Facebook comment I wrote was really bashing seasons 3 and not uber exciting villains. I think we might have read one of his responses during the season 2. But anyways. He says, I hardly remembered season 2 anyways, and the comment still stands. He also said, I went to see Gravity. Oh, there's no spoilers here.
Yeah.
In theaters this weekend, and thought you'd like it. It's not quite sci-fi, but for me, it rides the line between a well-done visceral action movie and one with more depth. I'd love to hear your thoughts if you get to see it. Well, Patrick.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow we're going to see it. And
not
next,
on a mandate.
Next though. Week, we are going to do an episode on it.
Yeah.
So... He says, God bless, and we say in return,
yeah.
God bless, Patrick.
You know, I don't know if you have comments from our website up, which we're not going to get because we don't have internet tonight.
I don't.
But we even had a couple from Heroes fans who enjoyed the show. So I thought that was high praise.
How about on the next Heroes rant, we read Heroes leap feedback?
Yeah.
Okay. I only have one piece of news left, or one piece of listener feedback.
I have some voicemails from John Wilkerson.
I'm about to read John right now. This is my last one. Let me just wrap it up, and I'll close this Word file. John writes, great episode, guys, and this is in response to our Heaven on Earth episode, where we talked a lot of theology. He says, this one really challenged my personal beliefs and got me thinking. I have a lot of thinking to do. Honestly, I've been very dissatisfied with Protestant denominations for a long time. More thinking is in order. Podcast topic, Ben and Matt. It would be interesting to hear what doctrines or beliefs you disagree with in your own denominations and how you reconcile yourself with those differences. Deep waters. I love it.
Well, let me play his first voicemail because he touches on some of the similar things, and then we can respond.
Hello, Matt and Ben. John Wilkerson here, and I just have to say that I think episode 189 was one of your best episodes ever.
Whoa.
Great, great episode. I had actually asked previously, I think I sent in a voicemail asking about the whole differences in eschatology. I know you didn't get in deeply into it, but you certainly discussed the kind of the the dominant thoughts on the end times and where we currently sit in the kind of theological timeline, so to speak. I mentioned this on the Facebook page, but I also wanted to do this through voicemail to make sure that it got in there, even though I know you guys are pre-recording. Anyway, when you guys come back, would you consider doing an episode on the doctrines and beliefs of your denomination? And when I say denomination, I know that you don't see Catholicism as a denomination, Ben, but this is just a, you know, just to generally use the word denomination as a generalization that you don't agree with, and how you choose to walk in unity with the body regarding those differences. That's all for today. I'm on a walk, got my thinking cap on, thinking about the unity of the church and whether or not I'm in sin. That's it, guys. Bye.
Good question.
Yeah.
I re-listened to the episode, and yeah, there was a lot to think through in there. Not a lot of the things you asked me, I couldn't respond to immediately because there's more to it than just that. That deserved a better response than just me quickly trying to come up with something.
Yeah, I like that it got people thinking. That's a positive thing.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
So yeah,
but yeah, we could tackle that topic sometime, especially if you want to do shorter episodes. For the sake of doing three,
yeah, just talk about, yeah, maybe one of the third episodes can just be, here is the topic. What do we think about this?
Yeah.
And or yeah, we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Maybe, John, if you had a specific thing that you want to help us kind of get the ball rolling with.
All right. I think we could get the ball rolling.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah.
All right. What else do you have?
Well, I have an email, but I'll go. John has two other short voicemails with t-shirt ideas.
Hey, guys. John Wilkerson again. And I just had to call in a T-shirt slogan idea. You need a blank is right t-shirt. And in the blank spot, rather than just putting like an underscore or something like that, put a like a big light box where somebody could write in Sharpie their name or the name of a loved one whenever they feel like someone is right. Just an idea. I'd love to hear your thoughts on that. Bye.
That's a great idea.
I almost need like a whiteboard t-shirt.
That's a great idea.
That'd be cool if we could find a way to do that.
Yeah, just I think what you have to do is, I'm looking at your Ben is Right shirt you're wearing right now. Instead of Ben there,
yeah,
just it would be a square. Just put a square there.
Right, but I think that would be part of his idea, but his whole idea was that you can like erase it and write over it again.
No, that's not what he's saying.
That's kind of what he was saying.
I think it would be like, I could just write in the word,
oh, yeah,
Ben, give it to you. I mean, I wouldn't have to for you specifically.
You could.
I could get one for John.
Yeah.
Write in John, mail it out to him. Bam, John is right.
There you go.
Hello, my Catholic friends. And I mean that in the most ecumenical manner possible. This is John Wilkerson again with another t-shirt idea. Another great quote from Ben. How about thinking? Let's make that an event. Great t-shirt. Great t-shirt slogan. How about thinking? Let's make that an event. Keep it up, guys. Bye.
Now, both John and Mike mentioned this in the comments on the website, and I'd forgotten I'd said this, so I had to go out and find
the
quote, and I love this quote. We don't need more events.
All right.
How about thinking? Make that an event.
What events were we talking about?
You were talking about how this Esmeralda event series that was going to be on ABC and possibly tie into Once Upon a Time.
Oh.
And I was like, we don't need this. Oh, it's just an event. It's just an event.
Yeah.
Then I said, we don't need more events.
Right.
How about thinking? Make that an event.
How about thinking? Make that an event.
I love it. So thank you, John and Mike, for reminding me of my brilliance.
Okay.
And then finally, I have a piece of listener feedback from, I'm not sure who it's from, someone. It was somebody who I didn't recognize.
Oh, you forgot the name?
Well, I didn't copy the name because I don't have access to the internet here.
Okay,
so
sorry.
I copied the text, but not the name of the person.
Okay.
Is Ben right? Question mark. Okay, guys, I absolutely love the show. I love all aspects of it, both the theological episodes, I have an MDiv, preach and teach, and the standard episodes. My wife and I are reading N.T. Wright together and have been tempted by Ben's efforts to seduce the world into Catholicism. We are members of a Protestant denomination, although we have ceased protesting, which, nice. Just let me pause there. Alan Rainey, and he and I are sending a couple emails back and forth after I finished Flood to the Angels, and he used the phrase non-protesting Protestant. So I think
people
are getting, catching on.
Well,
it's
catching on. I'm telling you, a lot of people don't realize that the root word in Protestant is protest. I mean, I know it should be obvious, but we're not taught that. We don't think about it that way. So from my perspective, I don't feel like I'm actively protesting Catholicism by being a Protestant.
But there are a lot of Protestants who are anti-Catholic. And so it's about drawing that distinction between them and you. So we need to get you guys a better name.
Yeah, we need a better name.
But yeah, I love it because you're a non-protesting Protestant. Yes. Alan is a non-protesting Protestant. Emailer guy is a non-protester. Yeah. So we need you. I love that you guys are out there. This is wonderful. So we need to get you guys a better name.
This is all about your thesis. It is. We're bringing the church together.
Exactly. Yes. So non-protesting Protestants.
You should leave the Catholic Church. We should leave the Protestant Church.
No.
And we'll make our own new church.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
That'll solve
the
problem.
We'll call the separatists.
Yeah. That'll solve the problems. Anyway, so we love what you both do. There is, however, one area where we are doubting you, your mutual love for Buffy. Based on your favorable comments, we began watching season one.
Oh, don't worry.
Yeah, well, okay. We understood it would be a slow start, but come on, we just watched episode 6, The Pack, which involves students being possessed by a hyena.
Yeah, I remember that.
Watching these B-level actors attempt to act like hyenas, eat a pig, and then the school principal was excruciating.
Okay.
Is your love of Buffy clouded by nostalgia? Should we keep on going? Will there be a payoff for this? We need encouragement, assurance, and some type of warranty.
Let me take this.
We love what you do.
Let me take this. Yep. And I'm sorry that we don't know your name, listener, but there was no nostalgic factor here because neither Ben or I watched it when it was originally on. Ben watched it on DVD 2 years ago. It took me, and I hear your pain was my pain. It took me a year to watch season one.
Yeah.
I don't want to exaggerate. Do you think it was a year?
It was about a year.
To watch 13 episodes, correct?
Yeah.
Because I hated it that much. I just couldn't bring myself to watch it. And then I don't even know what finally got me to do it, but finally made it through season one, and I don't feel like there was ever a point in season one where I was like, that episode, that was a good one.
I felt like some of the ones towards the end got better.
Maybe towards the end.
Not comparatively.
No. Then, season two, probably, I mean, I don't want to ruin it for when we talk about it, but it's probably my favorite season.
Yeah.
It doesn't get worse, necessarily.
The Pack is maybe the low point. That's a really bad episode.
In season one, you mean?
Yeah.
No, I'm talking about season two was really good, and I'm not saying it's the best, and then everything else gets worse.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
I'm trying to say they're all pretty strong going forward from there.
Yeah.
I just really like season two. So stick with it. I know it's hard now because I was there.
Yeah.
And now I'm still slowly watching it, but I actually now kind of look back on season one a little fondly.
Yeah.
Not because I've rewatched it, but because now that I care about these characters, I bet if I rewatch season one, it would mean something different to me.
Yeah, I agree.
And they reference things in season one almost as a joke, kind of in passing. Like, I just saw an episode in the last season where they made a joke about the hyena episode, and so they're kind of making fun of themselves knowing it was stupid. Then
that is a really bad episode, though.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't think there's any disagreement, but so, season one's short. Push through
just
it,
just get through it.
Yeah, and then it gets a lot better.
It gets a lot better for real. So stick with Buffy. I think actually one of the worst parts happens just trying to finish it when Angel splits off into its own series.
Right.
Because season one of Angel is also pretty bad.
Yeah.
And so then, but you have to keep up with it to keep in line with some of the Buffy stories. Not horribly, but kind of. You have to stick with it. And so those are the two worst parts for me, watching Buffy season one and watching Angel season one.
Yeah.
Everything else has been pretty good.
And that's really the one thing that, you know, I think gives us a bit of solace at the moment about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is that Joss Whedon shows have started slow.
So. Yeah. And even Dollhouse. Oh, that's another one. Dollhouse had probably, I think they had four to six episodes that were pretty bad until it started getting good.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Right.
Firefly was the only one that started strong.
And then it died.
That's interesting that the one that started the best actually got canceled.
Even Firefly, though, got screwed up because the network aired everything out of order. So if you were watching it, you would have been really confused.
I think the pilot was the last episode they aired.
Yeah, it was.
So... okay, that was a good email because I really want people to check out Buffy.
Yes.
It's hard at first to get into, but it gets so much better.
Commit yourself to one episode a night, and you'll be out of season one in 2 weeks, and you can move on to greener pastures.
Good work.
All right. That's it?
That's it. Wow. See, that was about just over an hour. We can do this. 3 episodes a week.
Yeah.
Starting in season 4.
All right. It'll only take 5 hours a night.
Yeah, we can do this.
Yeah.
Well, sorry for the kind of weird beginning.
What?
Yeah, remember?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I thought I wasn't recording, yeah. And then all of a sudden I was like, forget it. I'll just start.
Yeah.
So kind of a weird opening, but thanks for sticking with us here on this great news episode. We're close to episode 200.
That was a great episode. Good job.
This was a great episode. Well, that's all from here. I'm Matt Anderson.
But let's be honest, there is never a not great episode. Lost Part 2. I'm Ben DiBono.
And we are the Sci-Fi Christians.
Yeah, we are.
Signing off.
Goodbye, everyone.
What if I someday time loop the Lost Part 1 and 2 episodes into one long Lost episode?
That would be horrible.
That's a great idea.
That's a terrible idea.
How about we do it next month when I have the trivia challenge against Wayne?
Yeah, when is that?
We haven't confirmed a day, but it's this month. I think it's happening sometime soon.
Oh, my.
We'll make it happen. Now, once it passed the September 22nd, it was kind of like...
Not as important.
The date wasn't as important, so we can kind of do it whenever.
Yeah, I agree.
All right. So long, folks.
Yeah, goodbye.